We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So here's what we got. So at quarterback, and it's kind of funny because some we really agree some consistently on, some we don't agree on. Quarterback, he's got Peyton Manning, and I've got Tom Brady. Now, I think Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time, and that's because the NFL is all about winning. Will Tom Brady have the greatest stats of all time? No, but the fact is nobody has won at the most important position ever on a football field the way that Tom Brady has. Now, what I've always said about Peyton Manning is the fact that I don't think anybody has ever played the quarterback position better than Peyton Manning. What do I mean by that? When you talk about all the nuances, about accuracy, about arm strength, about being a field leader, or about calling audibles or whatever like that, whatever the actual aspects of about playing quarterback are, I don't think anybody's ever played the game. You know, if Triple H is a cerebral assassin, Peyton Manning is the cerebral assassin of the NFL. And I don't think anybody's ever played the game better at the quarterback position. And there is a difference when I say the best quarterback of all time and the guy who played the position the best. Now, Peyton Manning's not exactly like chopped liver in a bad choice to all of it. But I look at when I say who's the winningest player of all time, that's Tom Brady. That's part of all of that. Running back, it's interesting because Jarvis and I both disagree on this. He has Barry Sanders and LaDainian Tomlinson. Nothing wrong with those guys. I have Emmitt Smith, and I have the guy who I think is the best, one of the best football players ever, and that's Jim Brown. Now, I can't say as I was alive to see Jim Brown, but my dad is as big a Jim Brown fan as there is. And when you hear old timers, especially from Northeast Ohio, talk about how great of a player Jim Brown was. You know, what, he led the NFL in rushing, I think, almost every single year that he played, retired, you know, with the most yards, retired with the highest yards per carry. And I still think that he's top one or two all-time in yards per carry. I'm not sure if that record has been broken or not, his yards per carry record. But when you look at what he did, and he left on his own terms, I don't know that there are better football players ever than what Jim Brown is. So you got to go old school on that one. But certainly, LaDainian Tomlinson, one of the great two-way players in the history of the NFL. Barry Sanders speaks for itself. The thing I always found fascinating about Barry Sanders is Barry Sanders has the, this is an interesting stat, he has the most negative yardage runs in the history of the NFL. Now, a lot of reasons for that. I mean, obviously, he certainly didn't have the offensive line that Emmitt Smith had in front of him. And Barry was a guy that could be, you know, lose, home run. You know, three yard loss here, 1 yard loss here, then a 65-yard touchdown run. And it's why he could put up the incredible numbers that he could, because once he hit one of those big ones, he could be gone. Now, I think Emmitt Smith is one of the most clutch players in the history of the NFL. I think, again, when you talk about some of the great, like, two-way players. Now, here's what's funny, because I did not put this guy at running back. But I've said many times before that I think the best offensive player I've ever seen in his prime was Marshall Faulk. And the reason is because he could do everything. If you wanted him at running back to go get yards, he could do that. If you wanted to put him in the slot to catch passes, he could do that. If you wanted to split him out wide and run wide receiver routes, he was that good. He could have been an excellent wide receiver. He had the hands. He had the route running ability. I just think that when you look at the tally of a football player, I've never seen a guy in his peak that was a better offensive football player than what Emmitt Smith was. Now, Jarvis, instead of going with tight end, Jarvis went with a three-wide receiver set. He didn't even go tight end. He went with a three-wide receiver set for all of it. He went with Terrell Owens, Randy Moss, and Larry Fitzgerald. I went with two wide receivers and a tight end. I took Jerry Rice, who I think is in that conversation of five best football players in the history of the NFL. I, too, have Randy Moss. There was no, especially in those first few years in Minnesota, there was no bigger difference maker. When Randy Moss put that hand up, that was the best play in all of the NFL. Nothing more fun than when Randy Moss would put that hand up and he would run by guys, and he could make every catch. He could run by everybody. He was just unique at that wide receiver position. Now, Terrell Owens, I think in a lot of ways, is still not nearly appreciated enough for how great of a player that he was. Terrell was a tremendous football player. And I think because of all of the sideshow stuff, stomping on the star, obviously things that have gone on in his life after football and things like that, I think there's been so many distractions at times that people forget how great and how dominant of a player Terrell Owens was in his prime. You know, you think about how good he was in his early years in San Francisco. Listen, he made Jeff Garcia a lot of money and made him into a star. That should tell you right there. And it helped Jeff Garcia date a lot of Playboy playmates and things like that. But I digress all of that. My tight end, by the way, I have Gronk. And I've said many times before that in their prime, I will take Gronk at tight end over anybody, including Tony Gonzalez or Ozzie Newsome or, you know, Shannon Sharp or anybody that you want to throw out at me. I think Gronk was the biggest mismatch that we've ever seen in the NFL. That no player on the field ideally matched up with him. You know, he would run past safeties and he could run over some of those guys. He would run past linebackers. You couldn't cover him with corners. There was just no unique player that was great at being able to line up and just shut Gronk down. I think he was such a mismatch with his hands, with his speed, with his ability to get in the open field and find those gaps. I think him and Brady just made magic together. And, you know, now that he's headed into WWE and he's going to host WrestleMania, which will be interesting as well, because that was not exactly the best performance. I guess it was SmackDown that he appeared on. Yeah, that was a little strange out there, but can't take away from what he did on the football field. Jarvis for his offensive line. Walter Jones and Orlando Pace at tackle. Larry Allen and Nate Newton in guards, and Dermoni Dawson at center. So we're a little bit close on this. I have my tackles. I have Orlando Pace and the guy who might be the greatest tackle in the history of the NFL, Anthony Munoz. Munoz was a dominant player. And sometimes age comes into this because I saw Munoz his whole career. I remember in college, and I remember him all of his years in Cincinnati. He was a dominant player. So was Orlando Pace. I'll tell you the guy who doesn't get enough love either is Jonathan Ogden with how great a player he was. I have for my guards John Hanna and Larry Allen, and I'll fight anybody that will tell you because that is, to me, without question, the two best guards that ever played in the NFL. And Larry Allen, you could make a legitimate case. Larry Allen may be the best offensive lineman that ever played in the NFL. Ask Hugh Douglas and some of those guys that played against Larry Allen how good he was. I don't know that people realize how great of a player. Probably nowadays, because a lot of the guys that are retired are like Hugh's age and they played against him, they realize it. But Larry Allen was just a dominant, dominant player. And I had Mike Webster at center, another guy that I got to watch, you know, growing up, and he was the gold standard for centers. All right, defensive line, Jarvis had Julius Peppers and Reggie White at the ends, Gilbert Brown and Warren Sapp at the defensive tackle. Now, I have, and again, age plays into some of this, Reggie White and Bruce Smith as my defensive ends, with John Randall and Joe Green as defensive tackles. And Joe Green is one of those guys, two-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year, dominant defensive lineman. But I will tell you, Warren Sapp is as good a defensive tackle as there's ever been in the NFL. Another guy who probably doesn't get his due because of so many off-the-field issues and things like that, even going into the draft, the issues that he had. Linebacker, Lawrence Taylor, Derek Thomas, Ray Lewis. I've got Derek Thomas, LT, and Derek. He's got Derek Thomas. I've got Derek Brooks. So that we both had a Derek. He's got Derek Thomas. I had Derek Brooks. Cornerbacks and safeties, Deion Sanders, Sean Taylor, Ed Reed, and Champ Bailey for Jarvis. I have Deion Sanders and Mike Haynes at corner, Ronnie Lott and Ed Reed at safety. And that was the guys that were getting a lot of debate over. I've said before, I think Ed Reed's the best safety in the history of the NFL. I think when you look at his ball hawk skills, I think he is one of the premier ball hawk guys in the history of the NFL. And I think he has like three of the top four or five longest returns for touchdown in the history of the NFL. Ronnie Lott's resume speaks for itself. He was a pro bowler at both corner and safety. Even with a finger being cut off during a game, he was still one of the best of all time. Now, Deion, that's not really a debate. But again, this is one of those things where age probably plays into it. If you never saw Mike Haynes play for both the New England Patriots and for the Oakland Raiders when he teamed up with Lester Hayes and those guys in those Super Bowl years, Mike Haynes was the definition of a shutdown corner. Now, I'll tell you who the other guy that I had that was tough to almost leave off, and the more I hear from guys that played against him, the more respect I have for him, and that's Darrell Revis.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.